It's 6:30 a.m. on a Tuesday. Donuts are fresh out of the fryer, and regulars at the 603 Bakery and Cafe have gotten their cup of coffee or breakfast sandwich.
Here you go, Billy.
Yes.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Madison Nichols is sitting at his regular spot at the counter.
I usually order my blueberry muffin and my donut.
Nichols lives closer to a Dunkin' Donuts in Enfield, but since 603 opened, he's now coming here 6 days a week.
There really wasn't really a place to hang out. Now you got a place where you can come in, sit down, relax, and they don't rush you in, don't rush you out, and enjoy it. So Tonicana never really had anything out there like that.
In fact, when the town did a community survey a few years ago, one of the top things people wanted was a coffee shop. So when Grace Moore opened the bakery in February, at 18 years old, it was the fulfillment of a childhood dream, one that she's planned out on a bulletin board, filled with notes, sketches, lists she's kept since she was 8 years old. But there was one thing she did not anticipate.
Within a month or so of us opening, we had another cute bakery down the road that opened.
That shop is the Red Wagon Bakery, owned by Nellie Smith. As a kid, she too had dreamed of running a bakery one day. Growing up, she'd sell cookies, 25 cents a piece, out of her radio flyer Red Wagon to students at the boarding school where her parents worked in Massachusetts. She'd spent her summers in Canaan while her parents taught at Cardigan Mountain School and fell in love with the area. The day she signed her lease, and as her mom put it, signed her life savings away, was when she found out about the 603.
I mean, I just had this whole idea of, you know, I was going to be the place in town, and you know, anybody talking about a bakery, it was going to be me, not, oh, which one?
Both owners get asked constantly, is a town of 4,000 big enough to support two bakeries? That's something Mike Sampson, the town administrator, wondered too.
Then the other issue is competition. And while we love free market economies, it's more a question of making sure that they don't cut each other's throats inadvertently.
So far, judging from the number of cars he counts at both cafes, from his office across the street, Sampson says things are going pretty well.
If they were identical, I would have been concerned.
Because if you ask folks in town and the owners themselves, these are two totally different places. A lot of 603's customers are the guys working at the Department of Transportation or in logging and employees from the town offices. So while there are baked goods like brownies, muffins, and freshly made donuts, the 603 also focuses on lunches that are hearty and quick to make. Meatloaf sandwiches, Cubanos, burgers, and grilled chicken sandwiches, for example.
It's just the blue-collared workers. It's the local guys that are coming in. And as much as they might like the cupcake that I wanted to put out that day, it's not going to fill them up. And they need a little more than that. And I think people really like to stop somewhere where they can get kind of their whole lunch satisfied. Like, people tell me all the time, they're like, if you had gas, I would never go anywhere else.
Her mom likes to say that the 603 is rustic Canaan. There's a roll of paper towels on each table and a hot sauce station. Down the street at the Red Wagon, there's some lighter fare, frittatas, pies, mixed berry crumbles, salads, and on each table, a little glass vase filled with fresh flowers. The Red Wagon added dinner on Friday nights recently. Smith says that was inspired by her customers.
People had asked. There definitely been an interest. Have you ever thought of staying open later? Have you ever thought of doing nighttime hours?
Last Friday, Smith and her mom prepared fish tacos, empanadas, a farfalle, and rosa sauce dish, and a crowd favorite, nachos. Amanda Roman was there for dinner with her family. She moved to Canaan 2 years ago and says she's excited there's a healthier place to eat. But back when the two bakeries first opened, she says she was nervous. Now she says she tries to support both of them.
We usually go to the 603 on Saturday mornings for the waffles, and we come here to the Red Wagon on Sundays for the cinnamon rolls, which are amazing.
I got the cardamom bun, and I like it, the cardamom bun a lot.
This is Penelope, her 7-year-old. And for Penelope, having the Red Wagon and 603 in town means less time spent in the car, driving to Hanover or Lebanon for dinner.
Usually all the restaurants are like far, like 30 minutes away from us, but these two aren't. So that's why I like having a restaurant near us.
Word about these bakeries is spreading around the Upper Valley, and that's helping the owners of both the 603 and Red Wagon Bakery. They both say they're seeing more and more people coming from Lebanon, Hanover, and other nearby towns. They say people are finding reasons to keep coming back. For NHPR News, I'm Daniela Alley.